Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening again. We're here at 9 p.m. UK time on a Wednesday evening. It's already the second day of February, would you believe? So the second of the second, 22, all the twos, eyes down, look in. Okay, right. Oh, somebody's got a full house already. Okay, hello to Chris.
I can.
I think I make a good bingo caller. We've got five lovely people already in the court queue. Now, last night, I must tell you, Chris, 16 people in the court queue last night. So be prepared. That's all I can say, yeah. Because we did go over. Okay. So we're going to make a start then, ladies and gents. Line one, D.
Hello.
Yes, you can. Good evening. Hi, Chris. Good evening.
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
Does Spirit have any messages for me, please?
Okay, let's see what we have. Okay, so let's see. I'm just barely getting tuned in right now, so let's see what we got. What do you have to say? What do you need to know? What do you need to know? What does he 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 need to know? Okay, here we go. Okay, the first is good gratitude. Is that like you continue on the circle of giving and receiving energy.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on gratitude. And know that prosperity is going to start with abundance. So there will be good things coming in for you. So it's kind of like things are going to start changing. I don't know why, but I want to say by spring or before spring, you're going to see a big change for that, okay? that's what I was told right there. So with that being said, it almost sounds like I'm being told that there's a lot of hope. You know, the other ones are saying that they hope that you reach out to them. They want you to reach out to them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't hold back. So if you need a help, it's okay to not to be ashamed of it. So if you need help, it's okay to do that. Because I'm being told that you kind of like, don't like asking for help at times. You like to be independent, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. So that's what I was told. And then the mother's love can never be broken. So I'm being told that a female is coming through and saying, well, you need to know that I'm always here and know that things have not changed. You can always call. And just know that I'm here for you. So that's what they're telling me, just to remind you that no matter if you feel like they're not there for you or you're not talking to them because you're not into an argument, know that they're there and nothing has changed for you in that aspect. So what I was told to tell you is just know that your loved ones are always there, even if you are not in talking terms, things tend to change. So just know that everything will be fine. Then the last card is there's got to be forgiveness. You see, there's that forgiveness card coming up. So if you don't let go of that resentment or anger, then that's telling me that it's holding your spirituality from advancing because you're holding on to the past. Okay? And then we know that you need to just let go of that and say, okay, that this year is going to be better. Yes, I'm not talking. But don't let that stop you and say that there's nothing that can be done, because you can change it. You can change it. It's just you gotta you gotta take that initiative to do it. You know, you just gotta take that time to do it and get it done, and know that everything's gonna be fine. You just gotta believe in yourself. Okay, that's what they're telling me to tell you. So just believe in yourself, and everything will be better.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anything about don't
okay,
put myself?
I can't hear you. Say it again.
You said don't put yourself.
Don't put yourself or hold yourself back.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
Do you get anything about? Okay. Thank you. Do you get anything about my son? Is he doing well?
Yes, he's doing well. He's doing fine. I would say that I feel like he's always been there. I don't feel like he's ever disconnected. He's had you in his mind, and you've been in his mind. So it's kind of like that's what I'm saying. So that's what I was told.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the message. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Okay. Let's see where we are. Veronica.
Hi, Chris.
What's up?
I just want to tell you that everything you said to me in the past has come out true. Thank you for taking my call, being the show. But, I mean, you are, like, honest and truthful, and you play it. And thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I do what I can. I mean, it's up to the people to listen. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like people listen to me are very calming. but that's what I was told. You know, I just do what I can. You know, there's times where sometimes the messages don't make sense, but it's not for me to totally always understand, but just know that I'm just there to guide them. Okay? That's basically what I'm there. I'm here to guide you guys. So let's see what we got, Veronica. What is Veronica?
I'm sorry. I have a quick question for you. I'm sorry. So I'm speaking to this gentleman, right? And I didn't know that he was liking me, because he said it was business. But then the questions he asked me are personal. And can you tell me when is he coming to, like, help me? I have a situation coming up. If you see him coming to help me?
Honestly? I want to say yes. I think he's going to be there to help you. It's not just, I mean, I know it's business, but sometimes you're not supposed to do business with pleasure, but in this case, it's different. So it's like a different kind of energy that I get from that. So it's kind of like good. I don't see anything wrong with that. He's just into you. That's basically all it is. He's just into you. And then the Ace of Cups said, okay, hold on. There's inspiration. There is a lot of, I don't know why, but I keep seeing a church. I keep seeing a church in my head. I don't know why. It's the start of a new experience, the start of a new beginning. And then the questing is kind of like arranging where we're going to get married, or what are we going to do this and this and that. But this one's not get too mixed up with work and in the relationship either. So we're trying to keep it to where he doesn't want to totally scare you away. So I was just told to take time. Okay, take time for yourself. And take time to get to know each other. And you both have the strength to get through it. He's going to inspire you to push you to reach your dreams. And I can actually say I actually see you being happy for the first time. And I don't know why, but in my head, I see you blushing. I see you in my head. I'm seeing blushing and, like, just total happiness. Like, you've never been this happy before. And it's just, like, I don't know why, but it makes it, like, seem like you just want to, like, I just feel like you just want to cry because you're just, like, why did it take so long for me to find somebody? But everything has a time. Everything has a place. Everything has a, it's just the way it is. Everything has its time. Everything has its place. So with that being said, you just got to know that you got to trust yourself in everything you do. You really, really got to trust yourself and believe that everything will come out okay. Okay?
That's wonderful. Chris, can you tell me, do you see him, like, the time frame? Like, when is he going to, like, help me with the problem? I know it's going to be a few months now. Do you have a time frame?
Okay, hold on. Let me see what we got now. I'm going to have to take my time frame.
I'm thinking of him right now.
Okay, so let's see time frame. I don't know why, but these cards, I just got them, like, a while back. And a lot of people have been asking time frames because I'm glad I got them. Let's see what time frame. For some reason, I'm being told March, but I'm going to see what these cards got to say. It might be different. So let's see. Time frame, Veronica. Time frame, Veronica. What is the time frame? Okay, so. Ooh, shit, one card just fell. Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Okay, three cards fell. Now, very soon, shortly. So it's like here and now. Just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. So, yeah, that's what they told me. So it's here and now. And those three cards fell. So, yeah. So it's soon. It's very, very soon. So, yeah, you got your answer to your question. And I'm being told, even though I can't see you, but you got chills all over. You're blushing. And you are so happy. So. And you got butterflies in your stomach, and your stomach is in knots right now. So, yeah.
I have a quick question, please. He's doing a business, but there's like a female friend, but they don't have no S word at all because I've heard him say, her say, don't touch me. Ever, don't ever think of me the S word because I will never do it to you. He said, I will never touch you. I don't even feel it towards
you.
I want to know, like, that's yeah, he said, so I want to know, like, I don't want him having communication with her if he comes to me at all, not even if it's a business.
Yeah, well, there might be some people that might try to test your patience, but as far as I'm concerned, you're good right now. You have nothing to worry about. You'll start seeing changes if something doesn't seem right. You'll know. I'm being told you will fucking know. You will know when the time is coming. And by the way, I don't know who else is listening, but I just want to give a special shout out to my grandmother on the other side, because yesterday was her birthday, and today is the 2nd, so her birthday was yesterday, and I just want to say in memory of her, the show will be dedicated to my grandmother up in heaven. Grandma, I hope you accept that invite, and just, I'm glad we're doing the show, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you, very interesting. Right on, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Grandma, this is for you. We love you. So.
Thank you, Veronica. All right. Okay. Now, we have something in common there, Chris.
You know, why? What's up?
Because my mother passed away on the 1st of February, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I am so dead. Oh, my God, that's why we click very well. I was going to ask you. So your mom passed away, right?
Yeah, it's all some years ago now. It's
how many years has it been since she? How long has it been since she's been?
1997, Chris. So it's like it's quite a few years now. 1997.
Wow.
You know, you lose count of the years, don't you? It's
yeah. Well, for her, it's been 30 years.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's now that you said that, we have something in common. Let me see if your mom has something to tell you. Do you have anything to say to your son?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to say to your son? What do you have to say to Ken? What do you have to say to Ken? Okay. Here we go. The Wheel of Fortune. Star card just came out, and she says that she is very proud of you. She's saying to follow your dreams, and you will always be her son. She will always love you. And it's funny that she says, I'm glad you're thinking of me. Okay. Always remember me and always know where you come from. And that's what I'm being told. And then she says, we will see each other again when it's your time. So that's what I'm being told to tell you. So let me see what the oracle's got to say. Okay, so that's what she's telling me, that she will see you again.
I can still, even though it's been so long now, you know, since the passing of my dad, like, I still see them vividly when I dream, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's always, they're always there. Yeah.
And I was told to tell you that they connected. They have always been connected to you. And she
that family connection it's very strong. Even though we had problems to deal with, mm-hmm. but still that connection is there, you know.
Mhm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to do a quick reading on her. But that's what she said. Mm-hmm. Cherish the memory and believe in yourself, Ken. That's what she told me to tell you. That's from your mom, okay? You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Oh, bless. Okay. Right. Mary. Let me see. I should have actually mentioned it last night, but we had a very busy show last night because we had 16 people in the court here. And I didn't mention it, but I should have mentioned it really. Okay, let's see where we're going. Wendy.
Oh, hi, Ken. And hello, Chris.
Hello. Hi.
You know what's special about you, Chris? You're very empathetic, and you're so spiritual.
Yes, ma'am. You know what? You're really hitting home when you say that because... I go by.
I'm giving you a nice compliment. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I finally decided on a desk, and it's it's from a store that's local. They sell beautiful furniture, and I finally bought this desk. It'll be delivered on the 11th day of this month. It's kind of an ivory desk, and it has like a chair that goes with it. When they deliver it on the 11th. Will I be thrilled with it? Will it work out? Will I want to keep it?
What I'm being told, yeah. I want to say that you're going to be thrilled with it. That's what I'm being
I will
told.
Be thrilled?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's
you
good.
You will be thrilled.
Oh,
that's
good.
What I'm being told.
And the only reason I'm getting that desk, one of the main reasons, well, I want to do my art, but I also need to get back to work. working remotely from my bedroom doing customer service on the phone. I'm going to start getting serious immediately about being more responsive to recruiter calls. And well, I actually applied at Kaiser online, and then I realized later that I think it's not remote. But I know that the point is now they've got my resume on file, so they may keep me in mind for other stuff. But do you see me getting a job by the end of this month?
Hold on, I'm looking into it right now. That you're going to get a job at the end of this month. Okay. With everything going on, I do see the table telling me that they have a question mark on that, but I'm being told psychically that, okay, what is going on? Okay, what is going on today? There is card falling. Okay, I am so done. Okay, this is, I'm being told, okay, spirit guide, instigator, there's somebody involved. The High Priestess came out, the Six of Cups, the Two of Cups, and man, there's like, shit, there's a lot of cards on this one. I guess spirit is just messing with me. And it says that for some reason when I asked if you would have a job by the end of this, hold on, let me ask again because I actually got the answer, but I want to know if this is correct. I don't like to give false information. Is she going to get the job at the end of the month? Okay, yes. Okay, in the beginning I heard no. But but the reason why I heard no is because I did feel like when the card fell and showed me the death card. So there was a transition that I was going to go through, that you were going to go through that might cause you not to get the job. So just be a little patient. But I'm being told that you should get the job at the end of this month.
Okay. And will I be able to keep this job at least until after my sister and I are approved to rent a brand new apartment?
Well, that's telling me that basically is more on your part. If you do a good job and you got good feedback, you'll be there. So, in other words.
Yeah, I will try. But sometimes, Chris, I have to get used to a new computer system for a company. So if they're willing to be patient with me, I will do my part, and I'll even use my own off time to study their books and everything.
Yeah. So just be patient, because I do feel that you're going to be tested with customer service, because when you deal with customers, it's going to be a big test. Because, I mean, I deal with customers on the daily, but more in the spiritual aspect. Sometimes they want to hear what they want to hear, and it doesn't work that way. I go by what spirit tells me. Your job is more on the physical by virtue or by phone. So just right. If they might get on your nerves, just count to 10. If they start getting on your nerves, that's what I'm being told. Count to 10 and breathe. And that will keep you.
Oh, yeah. I've got over 20 years experience. So I'm considered very good, very successful. So it's like I'm manifesting. I knew I had to get a chair and a desk, and now my desk will be here on the 11th. And then, so I'm set to go. I set the stage for success. And will anything come of the application that I downloaded at Kaiser Permanente yesterday?
No. I'm being told, is there anything with that, with the paperwork that she did? Will that be a yes or no? Some of it, I'm being told, will be it'll be a mixture of energy. So you might just hear yes and no. So just keep a lookout. Make sure that you have all your paperwork. There's a lot of energy due to Mercury retrograde. So just keep that in mind, that if you get irritated, try not to, because Mercury retrograde tends to affect deadlines and stuff, so just keep on lookout for that. Okay?
Right now,
retrograde.
Oh, the job that I applied for?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, are they going to be interested or not so?
What I'm being told, yeah, they will be.
Okay. Well, that's good. But if they call me, I'm going to say, I'm not going in. I'm not. It's too much risk. So I'll just say, you know, I would love to work for your company, but it has to be remotely, and I'm ready to go. So I hope they understand. And meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
I will start sending out more resumes every day.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so our lease is up at the end of April. So we could move late March or May. Do you still see that happening?
I want to say yes. It's going to be kind of like, it's going to be kind of tight, but I think I still want to say yes.
Okay. Perfect. And will we be able to manage the rent without hardship on the new place?
I would say it's going to be kind of complicated on that one, so you would have to just budget very well and do what you can.
Okay.
And then if you want to talk more personal, we can talk more on a private level if you want to do a reading in a private section. Because trends are up, so just if you want to do a more deep and detailed reading, you would have to contact me personally.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay. All right. This is the lady that dropped off and come back. Okay. Randy?
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Brandy.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, I was working as a nanny, and it was a pretty new job. I've only been there for like 2 months, and then the mother lost her job, and they're letting me go. So I'm just wondering, like, how soon do you see me getting another job?
Okay, so how soon are you getting another job? Also, that's more like a time frame reading. Hold on, let me see what we got here. Time frame. Okay, what is your name again?
Randy, R-A-N-D-I.
Okay. You said Brandy, right?
No, with an R, Randy.
Time frame, new job. Okay, what I want you to do is say your name, but spell it letter per letter. Okay, so here we go. So just go slowly when you see your letter. How do you spell your name? Okay, how do you spell it?
Okay, it's spelled R A
N
D I.
Okay, so let's see what we got there. Oh, interesting. Okay, well, the card says 72 hours.
What?
Yes,
really?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 72 hours.
So
I want to say within 2 to 3 days. Because, you know, so 72 hours, that's my what I call the time frame deck. It goes by months, hours, minutes, now, soon. 12 months, 4 months, 3 months. So that one came out, says in 72 hours, then.
That is possible because I belong to like there's an app or there's a group that I belong to that like just the people reach out to you and they say whether or not they need you or not. So, oh, wow. Thank you. That makes me feel a lot better because I'm not making any money now because I have tomorrow's my last day, and they cut my hours for this week, too. So it's kind of disappointing, but thank you. I really greatly appreciate that.
You're welcome. And is there any other questions? Do you have any other questions?
Do you see it working out? Do you see it being good? Like, is it going to be last longer than the 2 months? Is it going to be a good – am I going to maybe more into, like, what you see about it?
Okay, so right now I see it, yeah. you did go through a lot, like with his job, it says a lot of wishes that I see that you wish things would be better. But then I came up, so I'm being told that things are going to change for you and better. And then I'm being told there's the Seer card, the Queen of Cups came up, and it says that from the babysitting to the other, the one when I told you the time frame was 72 hours, yes, it's
yeah.
better for you. And then I see that you're going to get back to work, and I feel like you're going to love it. You might kind of question it at first because you have those inner doubts, but just get those inner doubts and just remain positive, and you should be fine.
That's good. Yeah, because, I don't know. It just seems like every time I do a job, there's always, like, something, you know, like this.
Yeah, well, what I would say is there's always something. I would say just, I don't know if you can burn incense, but I would say just burn some prosperity.
Okay.
And then you can get some, I'll call client incense, and that would draw money to you from other people and other sources. And that would be good to burn. Okay, what is today?
Yep.
Today's on Wednesday. So that would be, I would say try to burn it Friday. If you can get a hold of incense on Friday, burn it on Friday morning.
Friday morning.
You can go from there. Yes, if you can get a hold of it. If not, then you would have to order it, and as soon as you get it, burn it.
Okay. I think there's places around here that I could find it. Sounds good. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling,
Linda.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Right then, let's see where we are. Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I would like a general message from Spirit, and I always like to know what animals Spirit guides around me and what I can get from them, learn, or, you know, focus on.
So the angel, the Ace of Wands came up, so there's a lot of energy that is around you.
A lot of what energy?
Like a lot of energy. That's what I'm just saying. A lot of energy is around you. You're very, very heightened. I'm being told you're very heightened right now.
Oh.
The Sherman card just came up, so there's a, like, I don't know why I'm seeing a house or something, but I'm seeing, like, a house. It seems like there's going to be a move or just a transition of some sort.
Yeah, that just happened.
Okay, say it again.
The move just happened on the weekend,
okay,
over the weekend. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's very good because the Justice card came out and things are going to be bit different from you. A lot different than the Justice card. So even though you moved, but I did see some things where you moved from, that there is some kind of a justice issues that I do feel that there will be. You'll get them done. I'm being told you will get done with those deadlines. Okay, so that's what I'm being told. So let's see what the totems are right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see what totems are around her. Okay. 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 Wow. Okay, the first card I got represents the horse, represents power. You have power to do everything you can. You just got to put your mind to it. And then this kind of makes sense. The fox card came up that represents camouflage. So I'm being told to blend in among your enemies. Because people are kind of being out there scavenging for you is what I'm being told. People are in your business, so just blend in with camouflage. Then the Viva card came up and says that you're rebuilding and starting from square one. And the rebuilding, I see good energy.
Yeah.
So you're starting over and having a fresh start for the new, fresh start for a new year. So I see a lot of good things for you. So just keep doing what you're doing. And hopefully that makes sense, everything I told you, because I do feel that you do have enemies, and I feel that it's weird because I was told that the enemies caused you to get out of where you were and move into that new home, and now it feels very settling.
Yes.
It feels very calm. It feels very protective. It feels safe.
Yes.
It's just very angelic. So from where you were, you're
mm-hmm.
in a whole different environment. More positive, more light, more love. So that's what I was told to tell you. And hopefully
that's
that resonates with you. Hopefully it resonates with you.
Did I do something wrong at the other place? You know what? Did I wait too long, or it just happened the way it was supposed to happen in the first place I lived? I mean, I didn't expect that to happen the way it did.
Well, I was told that this is what I was told, and I'm not even have to. I don't even have to shuffle. I was told to tell you it was fate that did it. It happened
okay.
the way it was supposed to happen. You might have felt
okay.
that it took a little bit longer. That's what I was told, that you felt and empathically that this shit took too damn long. But now that you're in a new home, you feel more content.
Yeah.
And you have a lot, you feel more tranquil. You're like very calm and very just at ease now. No stress, nothing. So you're good to go.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I give people the benefit of the doubt. And maybe I don't... as quick as I should, because I always think the best of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to be jaded either. You know, I don't want to think the worst of people. So it just...
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where you got to think of, that's where you got to think of yourself, because, I mean, it's hard when we don't think of ourselves, because sometimes we think of ourselves last. So
true. It's
just... Yeah, and I tend to do that, but lately I've been focusing on myself, so that's something that you need to do. Remember, it's always good. There's nothing wrong with focusing on yourself. Sometimes you do need that self-love, so just know that you did the right decision. Everything was the way it was supposed to be, and everything had a deadline, so that's why everything happened to you the way it did.
Okay.
Okay.
Great, yeah. The horse has come up a lot, so I will definitely focus on the horse to move forward even more, even faster. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, and God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. All right, then. Oh, we've got a new caller. Anita.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ken. This is Anita from New York.
Well, nice to meet you. So
hi.
How can I help you today?
Yes, you had done a reading for me previously, and you had seen, actually, you mentioned it was like a twin flame coming in, hopefully this month. I think you mentioned this month. Can you pick up anything else about him?
Don't tell me. Was this the one about the park?
You said, either a park or a bookstore.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. So the Knight of Pentacles came up. There's the inheritance. He's still got to work. He still has very sweet spirited. There might be the Two of Wands, but people might try to interfere with that connection. The Craftsman card came up. The Three of Pentacles came up. So there's people that are trying to work against it with everything I told you. Because I was told that people, I don't even know why, but I was told that people were listening to the reading empathically. So I was told that there was people actually like really kind of tuned into you for some reason. And I felt like they were just like, I don't know, but as far as I'm going, I think that you still got a big chance to meet them, even though they might try to throw some weird, stupid shit at you, but if you told that the law of attraction, as long as you
read
positive.
Are these friends that are around me? Are these people, like colleagues, friends around me?
Okay, well, let me ask. Are these friends around her that are causing these issues, friends or colleagues? Wow, okay, I'm being told. Hold on, let me just re-question that. Are they colleagues or friends? Friends. So-called friends is what.
So-called friends, yes.
I want to say there's one that is male and female. I get two people. I could be wrong, often maybe they could be more than two, but I'm seeing two right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to be careful with what you say, and then I would say if you tell them that you go to a psychic, I would keep that very quiet, because I'm being told that somebody or someone has suspected that you believe in that kind of stuff, and they're going to tell you to stay away from that stuff. And the only reason why they're going to tell you to stay away from that stuff is because they don't want to be called out.
So just
let you know. Because when a person is good at what they do, we will call them out. And they're not going to like it.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind. Okay? So just keep it quiet when you get readings. I'm
sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as that goes, I don't know why, but I still see the park. I still see the park.
The park.
I still see the park. And I see the picnic.
It's freezing now. I live in New York. It's icy cold.
I know, but even though I know how everyone, you know, when you're in New York or you're in a town, most of the people that are from there can take that kind of weather. So
mm-hmm.
what I'm told is that if it's not at a park due to the coldness, I would say it's either going to be, okay, let me ask, is it going to be a library or a coffee shop? Coffee shop. So if it's not the park, it's going to be a coffee shop, and I'm being told you've been there already.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but I see an apple pie in front of this area. I don't know why I'm seeing a warm apple pie. So there's a place where you usually go to, and there's an apple pie that has a container covered. So this is a coffee shop where a lot of people use internet. And as a matter of fact, I'm being told that there was one man looking at you before you got a reading from me, prior to that last reading I gave you. So you've already been scouted. You've been already, like, scooped up. Like, people are looking at you when you go to the coffee shop.
This is coming up, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a description of him, Chris? Any information about him?
He's like a businessman. He's always on a computer. I would say, like, light brown hair. He could have changed it, but I'm feeling like, I wouldn't say colored eyes. Very, very well educated. And he seems like he's a very, very just unique dresser. I mean, he doesn't show his power in the job that he does. He's just very laid back and just, you know who I see in my head that would resemble him or maybe similar to, you know who Keith Urban is?
Yes.
The singer? Yeah, that kind of hair. Yeah, I like that hair color. And has that very charisma, like that very sexy charisma, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Where he's like very down to earth. That kind of gives you an idea. And he's got some beautiful eyes, girl. He's got some beautiful eyes. And I'm being told not only do you like the legs, but you love colored eyes and you love eye contact.
Yes, I like dark hair with the light eyes. That's my ideal look. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but I just love that look.
I can actually see Keith Urban in my head and say, hey, baby, you know that, you know, he used to talk on American Idol. Yeah, that kind of personality, very laid back. So I don't feel anything concerned about it. I actually want to say he's been there before.
Okay.
Now, as far as tattoos, I don't see any tattoos. If he does, maybe it might be hidden from me. But if he doesn't have a tattoo, I would say maybe like one. But that's about it. Now, his height, I can't really tell the height. I'm saying maybe like 5'8", 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that's all I see right now.
Okay.
And now you're thinking, huh? and I got you thinking.
I'm like, yeah, this sounds cool. He sounds good. Like to meet him. He sounds nice. do you see any travel this year, Chris? Like, I know with COVID, it's been really hard. But do you see me anywhere?
Not anytime soon. I think things kind of get kind of warm. Maybe like one trip, but that's not till maybe again until like June time frame, maybe June.
Okay.
But not anything right now.
Very good. And you do private meetings, right? Is that right?
Yes, and
thank you.
I don't know. They have my number, but my number is 210-974-3470. 210-974-3470. Yeah, that's my number.
Okay. Great. I'll call you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a good last day.
Thank you. Bless you.
You can find that number on the show page here, ladies and gentlemen. Anita, just before you disappear, your eye color, please. Your eye color is
brown.
It's brown.
Brown.
Mhm. Well, okay. I was going to say a very strange, deeper color than that, because what I was seeing was like a greeny color, yeah. But okay. Not to worry. Okay.
Okay, great.
I was seeing like a deep blue. People that have green eyes, very light green eyes, are usually very healthy eating. So that's what I was seeing. Okay. Maybe they're telling me you're a very healthy eater. Okay. Right, we're going to leave it at that because I'm not the reader. Okay, right, so it'll be Chris back in, because I closed his microphone up briefly, and let's see where we're going. Carolyn.
Oh, yippee! Yahoo!
Hello, am I speaking to?
Chris, yay, it's Carolyn. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Carolyn.
Who? Who did I talk to?
On the show, silly.
What show? Because I've been on so many shows.
Ken's show.
Oh.
It's okay. Never mind.
So how can I help you?
I was one of your other...
No, it's because I have so many friends that support me, so I just like to do this. I was like,
I'm not one of those. I'm a Ken's show follower.
Not okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead. So
yeah,
how
no,
can
it's
I help
fine.
You?
It's fine. So anyway, Chris, I'm trying to get this worked out here where I live. I took a place until October, very temporary, and I'm trying to get, God, maybe I already asked you this, but I talked to the owner, and I asked her if I could bring up a little truck that I have. It's not a brand new truck, and I used it to haul stuff around, and she told me no. She said no, because I asked her if I could park it here. And she said no, and she outlined a lot of reasons why she was saying no. But what I was going to offer to do is, because I have to pay a storage unit. If I pay a storage unit, I was going to ask her, you know, I'll have to pay a storage unit. If I paid you, the owner, I would tell her, would you reconsider? You think she'll say yes?
With everything going on and how strict she is, that's a big doubt. I really kind of say that she might consider it, but it would be nothing. You know what I'm going to ask? Will she accept her offer? Will she accept her offer? I'm being told that she might, but there's a catch to it. There's a gimmick. I don't know what the gimmick is. That I wouldn't be able to tell you what the gimmick is.
No.
You would have to. That would not be a gimmick. So I would say just to be very careful. And I would just say just leave it very. I wouldn't say anything and bring it up and just leave the damn subject alone. I would say just leave it and just keep it quiet because you might not like what you got to hear. So I would say just go and bring it up to her attention. And if you can deal with the rules.
Oh, I see. Oh, God. No, I don't like. Man, I'm too old for that. I used to do that when I was younger. No.
So,
I've got too much stress in my life. I'll just go to the storage unit. Yeah. I don't want to piss
off
this person off. She's
you don't want to piss her off because I'm being. She's very pushy, and I think if she wanted to be a total bitch, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you got on her nerve, she'll throw you out. So I'm just telling
you.
Yeah, I get it.
She can't because, you know, as long as I do my end of it, which I do, you know, pay her faithfully on time, and I do. But, no, you're right about that because when I met her, she and I were laughing and having a good time, and then she would freeze, you know, and she'd look me dead in the eye and she'd say, now, if you don't, you know, pay me what you're supposed to, I will take you to court. And, you know, I haven't had to deal with anyone for many years on leasing a place, and I understood why she said it like that to me because she's been in business and her father used to own these, and she's in her sixth, done this a lot. You know, she's seen a lot. I understand. I don't like dealing with that, but it is what it is. I'm just trying to figure out what direction I'm going in. Do you see me staying here another year after October, or do you see me moving on to something else?
I want to say if anything. I see you moving on. I just don't see you being there very long. For some reason, I feel like you're going to probably start looking. And as a matter of fact, I've been told that you're looking very, what is the word I'm looking for? You're looking very secretive, which means that you're looking very...
Keeping my eyeballs open.
Yeah, and I'm being told that I want to say probably like May, June is what I see. So there might be a big change in May, June that you might just move out and say, you know what, here's your last rent, here's your last money, I'm moving out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. Well, I'm obligated till October. I mean, I'd have to give her a good reason, you know, if I were going to break the agreement. But that's okay. I won't worry about it. You know, the interior of the place where I'm staying is very comfortable. I'm becoming very comfortable, which kind of scares me because I think, oh, you know, I don't even own this place. But for me, it's comfortable, and it's becoming more comfortable. But the outside, you know, it's lacking what I, you know, I'd like a little bit of a yard, that kind of thing. So I'll put it on my vision board. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, dang it, I hired somebody to help me. He's a lawyer. And a couple of weeks ago, he told me his daughter was sick and the school was closed. He's always dragging his feet at one thing or another. We move along like a glacier, you know, slow movements. And now I have to send him another tarnation email and, you know, kind of rattle his cage because I haven't heard from him. Yes or no? Do you see that? The bell went off. Yes or no? You see that concluding pretty soon?
Hold on. You're being told. Hold on. Well, she be. Okay. Say the question again one more time real quickly.
I'll have to catch you next time, Chris. The bell went off.
Well, I didn't hear the bell go off, but I want to say probably.
Yeah.
I
want to
say probably very soon is what I see.
Okay, good. Thank you, Chris. I know you got a lot of
friends.
So enjoy, and I'll keep listening. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Bye.
Okay. Right, cool. You know, our call queue has reached 12 callers this evening. So we've had 12 people passing through the studio this evening. There you go. All right, then, let's see. Where are we? Where are we going? This one.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Chris. This is Pat in Florida.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. I've been doing pretty good. I've been just kind of busy.
being good is doing good.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you. I spoke to you last week, I believe, and it was about trying to collect some back unemployment money that I was owed. And you said you saw me having victory and winning something, but they finally called me last week, and I'm not sure I believe them, but they said that they had returned all those federal funds because the program had expired.
What?
Yeah. It did expire where they stopped paying it out to people, like in September, but I was also told if I was still in the system, once they got to it, you know, I would still get those funds, but they told me that they couldn't do anything because they returned all the money to the federal government because they were federal funds.
So you're asking me if you're still going to get the money, or are you asking me what's going on?
Yeah, kind of a little bit of both. I had, you know, talked to a legal service before I talked to them, and they said they could help me if they denied me. But if there's no funds there, there's no point. So.
What's weird with this, you know, I was just shuffling because I always do before I go to the next caller and the death card is coming up. So this is a gimmick there. They're telling me that there is a lot of, there's a lot of dark shit behind there.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the Two of Cups came up, and it says Union. I don't know why, but I'm seeing, okay, what is that? Oh, okay, I don't know why I heard Western Union. Okay, this is getting creepy. I feel that they should probably send you the money. Now, if they don't, you can appeal it, but if you don't have money to fight for it, then that's going to be an issue. But I still see that you should have been able to get that money. Now, if they're, well, I don't know what I'm getting for closure, but now they're just trying to catch up because they feel, I think they ran out of business. But for some reason, I did see, when I first read it, I did see the money. So I don't know what changed. I think it's more on there. It's more on there. And on top of that, when I'm looking at the, the High Priestess and the Six of Cups, there's a female involved in all this bullshit. It seems though that there was a... the most scam, and that she was behind the curtain looking on the outside. So with that being said, let me see what she has. Okay, I'm actually going to do this for the first time. Y'all can't see, but I have a domination coin. It's a yes and no, so I'm going to do it right here on the bed, even though y'all can't see it. So let me see. Okay, she's going to get money. Okay, I'm going to flip it. I'll just put her attention up and see what comes up. Oh my God. Oh my Lord, mercy. I just heard no. So there's something going on, but I feel that even though I did tell you that you were going to get it, there was a change. So with the diminishing coin, it said no, no. You know that you can appeal it even though it says no. But I would say there's I'm going to tell you one thing. You might receive a letter because I'm being told there's a gimmick. Because I'm being told that you are entitled to that money that you owed. So there is something that doesn't sit right with me. Actually, so when I'm talking to you, I get very lightheaded. I feel very lightheaded right now. And it seems like it could be the Mercury retrograde that's messing with your fucking finances. But you might just want to just put some prosperity incense and get some money incense, like the cones, and burn them for, hold on, I'm going to ask, how many days? Okay, I'm being told 3 to 4 days. Get some incense and burn it straight for 3 to 4 days. And you should get an answer by then. And I feel they'll probably call you back in 3 or 4 days after you burn that incense. And then you'll find out
it's impossible. I mean, I finally got a call from them because I had a local news station that has a contact there send them an email. So they have inside connection. So that's why they called me. Otherwise, I never would have heard from them.
You
can't get a hold of me. So, do you think would be any benefit or worth it to have the legal service do anything or check into it? I don't know. They said if they denied me, they could look into it.
I think you can.
My feeling too was I just feel like there's some deception going on. That's all.
Yeah, that's what I told you, and you just validated me. So with the death card, I'm telling you right now, girl, there's a lot of dark shit. There's a lot of conspiracy. There's a lot of dirty shit behind this company because they were well with people. But I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if people just don't want to fucking work. But there's something dirty about it. And I'm being told that if they get caught, I'm being told there's a big lawsuit coming. Not just to you, but they're going to owe you money.
Yeah, it's the state of Florida.
Oh.
My feeling is if
yeah.
they played with money, they could make money.
Yeah, so I would say just, but keep me updated, and I'm going to pray for you tonight that you win this thing because this is not right. You, like I told you, you were entitled to it. Now, if there was something that I would have told you in the first time, I would have told you, don't even just let it go. But to me, I'm always a positive person, and I tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And for some reason, I think something changed, and it's not the reading or anything like that, or it's not you, it's them. And like you said, that there was something dirty, so something doesn't sit right. So I would say keep an update with me the next time that I'm on, which would be probably Friday with Ken. So let me know if you can hear from them again. And then I want to send many blessings and prayers to you.
Well, the only thing I can think to do is call that legal team and see if they'll look into it.
Yeah.
But do you think they actually still have the money or they returned it?
I think they actually have the money. They just don't want to cough it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we'll talk later and God bless you and I'm going to send you prayers.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. Well, we're over the clock again, ladies and gents. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to ask Chris if he's okay to carry on because we do have 4 more people in the call queue. So we'll take a little break. Chris, is that all right, yeah?
Yeah, I'm good with that, Tim. I'm good.
Okay. Right. So we'll take a little break, have a piece of music, give Chris a well-earned break there, because he's done non-stop for an hour, and there's the bell look. So non-stop for an hour, and that's a feat for anybody, unless it's my sister, I don't know if she could talk for the whole of England, but, I'll tell you, ladies and gents, she'll talk from the time she gets through the door to the time she goes, non-stop. You just can't. And, it's a pity that she doesn't do this type of work. But let's see what we've got for you then, okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, you know, over the past two shows now, ladies and gents, we've gone over for you. But I've said that we was going to, this year, set the shows at an hour and see what happened over the course of the week. And over the past two shows now, last night and tonight, the core queue numbers have gone up dramatically. So it was suggested to Tina last night that we now reset to 90 minutes. So we've done that this evening for you. Chris has agreed to continue. So we've got three more lovely people in the call queue. We've just about got time to get you in. So let's see where we're going. Okay. So we're going to bring Chris back online and we're with Quinn.
Hi. I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
So am
I. I love that voice. Who am I speaking to?
You should know who I am. I am your sister. I am your friend. Ooh, this is
Queen. Ooh. You know what? I love the way you do that voice because you. So how can I help you today?
Well, I'm going to ask you first. I'm going to ask you some questions about time.
Okay.
And what just came to me is when am I going to go through the portal to the fifth dimension? And maybe I'm already there. And if I'm there, then to the next dimension.
Okay, so you're asking when are you going to the fifth dimension?
Okay. Yes,
in this body. Okay, in this body. Yeah, if you want, you want to say to mention this right now. Okay, it says okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay, well, the cards are telling me the time frame it takes 9 months. Would be September. August, sorry. But even though the cards say 9 months, I'm being told that you have already astral projected. And it feels like it's like now, but the time of the frame is in August. So there must be something going on the other end that I'm not probably aware of. But I'm being told on the mediumship and the psychic, it's like you're there. A part of you there and a part of you here. It's kind of like you're, I don't know why, but I see Gemini. Like you're in the Gemini kind of state of mind where one part's in and one part's out. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm seeing.
I'm a Gemini. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, that's scary because I didn't know you were Gemini and there's no way I know that. I didn't even know that. So that's validation. Okay, that's scary. Okay, so what is the other question that you have?
Well, with that answer, and even as I was asking the question, when will I stay in the fifth dimension while I'm in this body temple? That was the question because, you know,
Then it might be on point with that, with the 9 months. So you're already like, you're going to be there for 9 months, and then for some reason, I'm being told that there's another dimension that lots of people are not aware of, but there's a tenth dimension, so you might be crossing that one right within the 9 month period. Kind of interesting.
I love it.
Very, very interesting.
My teaching time, my teaching, having classes online, in-person retreat time frame on that. And when will the soil for my garden, which is, that's a question you could take a lot of ways, but my garden for growing my vegetables, the food, from the nourishment for me to eat, that could be taken a lot of ways as well. But I'm talking about my garden. When will I have it ready to grow food for my body?
Okay, is that a time frame too?
Yes.
Or is that a general? Okay, so let's see what
time frame.
Okay, can you ask the question, but just say it slowly. When is the what?
The soil.
About the food. When is the soil? Okay.
Be ready.
Okay. When will the soil be ready? Okay, here we go. Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, that sounds kind of crazy because I don't know what kind of weather y'all have, but the time frame card says 9 days.
Okay.
Very. Okay. So there might be that if they're winter tolerant, then they should be fine, but you just got to make sure you cover them up real good and just, you know, the moisture. That is so weird. I'm actually scaring the shit out of myself right now. Okay.
I can grow inside, though. I can start the seeds inside.
Well, then that makes perfect sense. There
you,
go. There you go. Wow.
Yes. That's what I am to do. And there are many dimensions beyond the 10th dimension. I mean, there are... you know, millions of dimensions, I'm sure of that. Anything else you get real quick that I need to know?
The 23 of Cups, it says there's a lot of good energy, classes. The King of Swords came up, and there's going to be people that are kind of very optimistic about it. And the Knight of Cups is going to be too, kind of like really, I don't know if it's just strange, but I was thinking there's going to be two students in that class that you're just going to have to keep an eye on. I don't know if it's just strange or they're just going to be withdrawn. They're going to feel like they're either in a class but their mind's not there. It's kind of like astral projecting, kind of, so to speak. So it's kind of like they're going to be there and then not there. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. One of them, I want to say, has a very, like a goatee going on, maybe could have shaved. And then the one that I'm seeing was very short hair, very on the thin side. So that's what I was told.
Well, thank you so much for the glow and the grow of the show.
You're very welcome. I think, you know what, I'm rubbing off on people now. You know what I'm saying, Ken? Because I usually talk like that, but I guess Queen's been kind of like practicing. Because I have another friend, Kelly, that does that, where she can do the impression of Robin Williams when he says, hello, you know. So
yeah,
I've had others that I tend to rub off on, and they start talking like me, and I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? What did I just do?
it's just such a funny man, you know, he was, I know a lot of people that still try to impersonate, you know, that, right? Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Right, let's see where we are. Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing, Jessica?
I'm okay. I'm not going to do the singing thing. curious what you're picking up with me and cows.
Okay, that was weird. Hold on. Something did not want you to ask me that question because you just went out for a second. All I heard was, I don't know what you said, what did I pick up? And then I thought I heard the word cows, like the cows. So I don't know if that's what you said. So what did you ask? Because you kind of like went out for a second, like it just, like it took that one word out that I couldn't hear what you asked me.
I'm wondering if you're picking up anything with me and cows. What you see me doing with them.
Okay. Sorry, it was just that I think there was a lot of interference to them. Mercury retrograde is kind of like messing with everyone. Okay, so anyway, I see the star card coming up, so it's kind of like very well. The Wheel of Fortune's coming out, so there might be some changes. And I see, I'm just getting lightheaded all of a sudden. I don't know why, but I see like a person that's helping you. Seems like they're helping me because the Two of Swords just came up. So there's one that's going to be like helping the meal. It's going to be kind of irritated with cows and like, why do I have to do this? And it's kind of like, this is how I make ends meet. And then I'm being told that as you are seeking the question, the secret card came up. So I'm being told that as you being the seeker, the truth will be revealed with everything. And I'm being told that you're going to see the truth. All you got to do is ask. So I'm going to go ahead and ask on the Oracle card. So here we go. Well, let's see what they say with the Oracle. So let's see what is going on that they just don't like it. Let's see what we have here. Okay, so nature came up. Okay, and what I was told to tell you, oh Lord, is get some healing property and get in tune with nature, what nature has to offer. Nature has much to offer, and taking the time to connect and spending quality time outdoors. So that part makes perfect sense. I would spend some time with your animals, cows and horses or whatever you have. And get some nourishment and just take care of them. And going to the damn cold weather, keep them warm. And yes, I do see cows around you. And then the second card I got was be proud of who you are. This is a time to celebrate and achieve all that you are and who you became. So just know that every time it's important to acknowledge and achieve and be proud of who you are. So don't let anybody try to downgrade you because you could be a farm girl, so don't let them make fun of you. Just do what you do. And then they're telling me for you to reach out, which I just told you on the Oracle, because the tarot is telling me that you're the seeker and you're going to reach out. And I'm being told that you are reaching out to help for a new current situation, and support is much as a physical accepting where the offer is emotional, with emotional benefits, and learn that truly okay to accept support however it represents itself to you. So with that being said, it says that help will come, and help is going to come in a very, okay, that was really telling me they're actually talking over me. That's just insane. But they're gonna come in a very unusual and strange kind of way, which is not bad. That's more of spirit. That's more of my, that's out of my jurisdiction. And I'm being told that spirit has a fun way of doing things. So just be prepared and be aware how help is coming, because it's going to be something different. So just be aware and just pray and reach out, and the universe will provide. Okay?
We just lost the call there, Chris. But we only had 2 minutes to go of it anyway. So, unfortunate there. Jessica won't be able to call back in there because we don't have time. Okay, let's see where we are. Linda.
Hello.
Hello, Linda. How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Linda. I was just calling to know, to know, like, if you're picking up on, like, a relationship. Because I don't know.
Yeah. I can barely hear you. What did you? Oh, okay. I thought you were cutting in and out for some reason. I don't know if you can hear me, but you were cutting in and out. So with the relationship, the language of intuitive of the soul, we know that you are sensing things. The greatest thing is to connect to the higher self and the universe and the divine spirit. And you are the light. And if you ask, you shall receive. So you're going to get signs of where the relationship is going. The truth will be revealed. And then with that being said, there's a fire passion with this relationship, if I heard correctly with the question you asked me. So there's a lot of good opportunity, but there's going to be some sacrifices that you're going to have to deal with. And new goals and opportunities that are coming. And take some time to get reacquainted with your life and your passion for everything you do. And that's what I got for you, ma'am.
I couldn't really hear you because you were, like, close to the phone. But I heard,
Yeah, say it again. I didn't hear you. What?
I said I couldn't really hear you because you was close to the phone.
Well, I'm not even having a phone. I'm on headphones. I'm on a Bluetooth. So I don't know. Maybe it's your connection. Maybe I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I don't even know if Kim can do this after the show. What I would say, if you can't hear me, you can reach out to me on my cell phone. I don't know if you have it. And if I don't know if it's since we're over the time limit, you would have to talk to Kim if it's still even being recorded. So you can go back and listen to the show and try to listen. And then if that doesn't work, then you would have to reach out to me personally. Because I don't know if this is right, this segment is being recorded. I know at 4 o'clock it's like off the air on Block Talk. But I would say you have to talk to Ken about that because I don't know how it works after we go 30 minutes after the show. So I don't know if it's being recorded. If not, then you would have to reach out to me and then I can do the reading or see what else comes up. Because right now I'm on Bluetooth. I'm on Bluetooth. Say it again. I didn't hear you. Say it again because I can barely hear you. What did you say?
I wanted to ask, like, about, like, my finances. Like, you see, like, more finances coming.
Well, without being said, I'm being told that there is finances coming, but it's going to take some time. I want to say probably by March is what I see. I don't know what the March thing is. Maybe it's income tax time. So I just feel like you're going to get some money back. And it's going to help you to arise what you want to do and what you want to do with your life and love life and career. So I see good things coming for you. Just be patient.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I would say,
thank you.
I would say by March. You're welcome. And I hope you heard everything else. I'm sorry that I thought you thought I was on the phone, but I'm on a Bluetooth headphone, so I'm paired up with my phone.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully that reading makes sense. And if not, then you can reach out to me personally to ask him what my number is, and he'll tell you.
Okay.
You're welcome. You have any other questions?
Yeah. Okay. You all right, Linda? You've got a couple of minutes. You've got a couple of minutes yet.
Do you have any other questions or no?
Well, I do have another question.
Go ahead.
I was talking to someone, and I stopped talking to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, like, if that person still think about me.
Well, if you're not talking to that person, I'm going to ask you, is that person still thinking of her? I'm being told, hold on. I'm being told, yes, they are thinking about you. I just couldn't say because that was something that was trying to throw me off because I'm being told that there could be some energy that's trying to not let you know. But I'm being told that there is thinking about you. But it's just that he won't call you because he's got a lot of pride. And he's very quiet. He's very one to just not really say much and keep his feelings mm-hmm. to himself. So I would say, yes, he is thinking of you, but he's not going to admit to it. But he is thinking of you. Okay?
Yeah.
And then if he does contact you, I want to say within 3 days is what I was told. 3 days. If he calls you, you don't know. You're going to hear from him within 3 days.
Oh. I don't want to hear from him. I wanted to know if he was thinking about me, though. But I don't want to go back to that.
Yeah.
I still
okay.
have a little bit of it.
Okay. Oh, but we'll keep in touch. And if you need to talk to me more, we can talk more on a private level with a reading if you want. Because I don't even know how much time we have. Ken, do we still have time for any other questions or time's up?
Well, we do, but we're set to 90 minutes, so that was the last call there, Chris, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, well, what happened, ladies and gents, as you may know, we started off with 60 minutes this evening. And you may see that on the Facebook promotion page. 60 minutes. And, you know, we've gone over the clock by... There's the beat. We've gone over the clock this evening by 30 minutes, and we did it last night. And I suggested to Tina that we start setting the 90 minutes. Now, if that's all right with Chris, then we'll... stay with 90 minutes. If it's not there, Chris, do let me know and we'll go back to the 60 minutes and people will have to call in on the next show. But are you happy with 90 minutes, Chris?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm not picky.
Okay. I think we'll gradually creep up to the 2 hours again. But, you know, the court queues are starting to build up again now. And I think 90 minutes for anybody is long enough, really. 2 hours for one person, it's a lot without a break, you know. And this is where I've been trying to get other psychics to work together, you know. It's finding people to do the show. And so, back with us on Friday then, Chris, yeah?
Yep, I'll be there, sir.
Wonderful. Okay, so we're gonna give you a treat, ladies and gents. We're gonna find a little piece of music to play out with and see what we've got for you. So shouldn't really be doing this, but we actually pay for 2 hours, you see, and at the moment we're kind of using less than that, so we've got time to play with. So we pay for 2 hours, but we're taking shows to 60 minutes at the minute. If we do go over, then we've got time to play with, of course. And Chris there, being a sport that he is, 90 minutes this evening for you. And Tina last night, 90 minutes. So Chris and Tina both happy to do 90-minute shows for you. So Chris back on Friday there. But we're going to leave you with this one there.